Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha Riley, a licensed professional counselor who is focused on all things pleasure, self-care, and rest for the high-achieving Black woman. So if that is you, welcome. We have over 100 episodes for you to go back and listen to get your footing and build that foundation around your pleasure, your self-care, and your rest. Now, before we get started, I want to remind you that we have the 7-day self-care reset, which is 7 days of foundational information about self-care. All of the messages that you see, the commercials, the podcasts, the TikToks, the YouTube videos are going to focus on an elevated way of self-care. So that is the vacations, that is the bubble baths, that is the massages and going to the spa for a weekend. But if you're not there, you need to know what the foundations are. You need the stepping blocks, you need the free stepping blocks. And that is what I am providing you. So if that is something you're interested in, head over to javerywellness.com/reset and go ahead and get that 7 days started today. For today's topic, this episode is for the woman who is exhausted in a way that she can't even explain to anyone. Because from outside, looking in, it looks like she's got it all together. It looks like she's doing everything right. She is the one that goes on vacation. She is the one that goes over to Arizona for the weekend. She is the one with the amazing job. But here's what her day actually looks like. She's up early or she's up late checking on her parent. So that might look like a phone call. It might look like a medication reminder. There's this worry in the back of her head that she can't put down about her parent or her grandparent. She's managing her own pregnancy discomfort, or she's up at night with a newborn, or she's chasing a toddler running on only 3 hours of sleep, or she's going back and forth with an emerging adult teenager who thinks that they know life better than her. She's fielding calls from a sibling about what to do with dad while her partner is asking her something. While her body is asking her something she doesn't have time to answer. And at the end of the day, someone asks her, "So how are you doing?" And she says, "I'm fine." Because where would she even begin? Where would she even begin with the chaos that is her life? Now, if that's you, you're who I made this episode for. And this isn't to fix anything. This episode is just for you to be seen. There's actually a name for this, and it's called the sandwich generation. It describes people who are caught between caring for aging parents and raising or expecting their own children at the same time. And I'm seeing more and more of this, and it's not a coincidence. Women are having children later, which is absolutely beautiful. It's intentional and it's thoughtful. If I could have done it differently, I would have. I've been a mom since I was 20. It also means that for many of us, pregnancy and early motherhood, they're happening at the exact same time that our parents or our grandparents are entering a stage of life where they need a bit more support. You didn't do anything wrong. You planned it correctly. You got your career, you got your house, you got your relationship, or you set it all up so that when you did go into motherhood, you were like, "Listen, I'm doing it on my terms." However, this is just the reality of the time we're living. There are other responsibilities that come with getting older. For Black women especially, there's often no question whether you're going to show up for your family. It's just assumed. You're going to show up. You're going to handle it. You're going to figure it out. The strong Black woman archetype doesn't leave the room for you to be simultaneously exhausted or hormonal or grieving your own freedom and terrified about what's next. You're expected to be the caregiver and the carrier. Nobody's going to ask you what you need. this generation is more likely to be geographically close to their parents or to be the one who didn't move too far away. You're probably the highest earner in the family. So financial caregiving is layered on top of emotional and physical caregiving. And if you're a first-gen professional, your parents may not have a retirement. They may not have a savings or long-term care or a plan. And so then all that weight falls onto you. Nothing about you is broken for struggling with this, for having a hard time with this. This is genuinely one of the heaviest positions a person could be in. For me, I had those conversations with my parents. I did. Now, they're not easy conversations to have because the last thing you want to think about is the fact that at some point your parent is not going to be here. But for me, when that time does come, I just want to grieve. I just want to grieve and figure out what this new normal is going to look like. I don't want to have to go through all that comes with it. And so I have the hard conversations with my parents about, do you have your paperwork in order? Do you know what you want? This, that, and the other. Even my mom and I have gone through the house and it's like, okay, well, do you want this? And you need to start getting rid of this. And you need to start cleaning some things out. And while that was hard for her to hear, she has taken the steps to make sure that her planning is in order. And I appreciate that. You didn't choose this. You didn't choose to be the caregiver. I know some of you probably have horrid relationships with your families, with your parents, with your mom, with your dad, and you still step up and you take care of them. That in itself, I can't even put words to the grief and the emotional turmoil that comes with caring for someone that didn't do the greatest caring for you or didn't treat you well. And so my heart, my empathy, my everything goes out to you, but you didn't choose it. It was inherited to you. You watched your mother, you watched your grandmother absorb everything from everyone. Caregiving, it wasn't a burden. It was just what you did.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode, you're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
It's just like a job. It's just like breathing. I get up in the morning and I brush my teeth and I wash my face. It's the same as caregiving. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what your nervous system learns. This is what love looks like. This is what being a good daughter looks like. This is what being a good mother looks like. And there may be real fear underneath. If I don't hold it together, who's going to do it? If I don't take care of mommy, who's going to? If I don't look out for dad, who's going to? And to imagine that particular weight, doing that while pregnant or being a new mom and navigating postpartum, your body has just done something so enormous, growing, recovering, nourishing a whole other human being. Your emotional needs are higher, your capacity is lower, and your nervous system is already working overtime. Like, you're tired, you haven't eaten, you haven't showered, you may not have brushed your teeth, like, you are going through it, and yet you're still the one fielding the calls, making the appointments, managing the guilt when you can't show up the way that you used to. There is a grief here that often goes unnamed. It goes unnoticed. It goes untalked about. Grieving the postpartum experience you imagined it would be, of like coming out and having this loving relationship with your baby and just being at home and bonding. Grieving that, grieving the pregnancy that you couldn't fully be present for. Grieving the version of new motherhood that was just about you and your baby. That is a thing. That is very much a thing, right? We have this dream bubble of what this is going to look like because, again, you've waited. That was intentional. I have the money. I have the house. I have the baby room. I have it all figured out. And then this monkey wrench came in where I had to be a caregiver. And so this space that I thought that I was going to be in, this calm, this peace that I intentionally created, is no more. That's hard. That's sad. You're allowed to grieve that. You really are, and you should. There's this constant scanning, keeping track of everyone, managing every moving part. It's actually a form of control. And control completely makes sense when you're scared. You're scared of your parents' health declining faster than you can handle or you can do anything about. Scared you'll miss something with your baby because you're distracted over here with an appointment or taking someone to the grocery store. Scared the whole thing will fall apart if you take your eyes off of it, even if just for a second. Part of you might believe that if you slow down, something terrible is going to happen. The rest that you need in order for your body to heal, in order for your mind to heal, that is a luxury that you don't have right now because everybody needs you. You're being pulled to the left, you're being pulled to the right, and you are just standing there taking it. But the belief is worth looking at. This idea that you can't rest and you have to show up for everybody and you can't show up for yourself is worth looking at because it may not be as true as it feels. The price of holding all this together without support is high. It's very high, and it's not going to just show up emotionally. Postpartum experiences that go unaddressed because there's no space to ever just sit and noticing what's happening inside of you, that's going to cost you long term. Okay? Postpartum depression is real. Postpartum psychosis is real. Y'all, it's real. Okay, there is also the resentment that begins to slowly build towards the parent that needs you, the grandparent that needs you, toward a partner who doesn't see it, toward a body that keeps asking for things you don't have time to give. I don't have time to do this. Or even a disconnection from your own new role as a mother because you're stretched so thin as your role as a daughter. And then there's also this sense that you've just, in all of this, you've disappeared. Like, you're gone. No one notices you. People may check in and see how you're doing, but you're always going to say fine. You're not going to be honest. And so people believe that you're okay. So they just fade away. And you fade away. And the hard truth is, your child is going to notice one day. Not that you were there, that you were gone even when you were there. And so this isn't a moment to judge. This isn't a moment to be upset. This is a moment to really invite you to sit with what is. This is a fact. This experience is a fact. You cannot run from it. And so I'm not going to give you a checklist. I know you want a checklist because I would want a checklist. I'm not going to give you a checklist. You already have enough going on in your life to manage. But what I am going to offer, like I do every other episode, is I'm going to offer you some questions that don't have to be answered right now. They don't have to be answered out loud or even today. But they are questions that I want you to just have. Just sit with them. When did you last feel like someone was taking care of you? And what came up when you tried to receive it? Is there a version of you, the pregnant woman, the new mom, the grieving daughter, that isn't getting any attention right now? What does she need right now? What does she need you to know? If you allowed yourself to acknowledge how heavy this actually is, not to complain, just to be honest, what would you say? What would you tell a close friend who was in exactly your position? And why is it hard to say that to yourself? And just sit with these questions. Maybe you sit with one for a month, 2 months, 3 months. Maybe you just kind of scan three of them, four of them. You don't have to figure it out right now. You just have to be willing to stop pretending that what you're doing right now isn't heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy and it's hard. It's heavy and it's hard. Now, before we end this episode, I'm going to name something important. This podcast can help you understand what's happening. Okay, it can give you the language to the weight that you're carrying. It can help you see the patterns, and it can remind you that you're not alone in this. But understanding this and actually moving through it, the grief, the resentment, the identity shifts that come with being a new mom and an active caregiver at the same time, that is much, much deeper work. And therapy is where we help you to process the grief and the guilt you haven't allowed yourself space to feel, to navigate these relational dynamics with a parent who needs you more than you can give, with a partner who may not see the full picture, and with yourself. And to figure out what your needs actually are and how to honor them without abandoning everyone that you love. Because multiple things can happen at one time. This isn't about self-care tips. This is about not disappearing inside your own life and watching everything go by. And you don't have to carry this alone. And trying to hold all of this in isolation can make it harder over time. It's definitely not going to make it easier. So if you're realizing that you need more than this podcast episode right now, the clinicians at Javery Integrative Wellness Services work with women exactly like you. High-achieving women navigating the kind of pressure that doesn't show up on anyone's radar. You can start today by completing the intake form at javerywellness.com/get-started. Again, there's no urgency and there's no pressure. It is literally just a clear next step when you're ready. And if you're not quite there yet, but you know something needs to shift, again, we have our 7-day self-care reset. It's designed specifically for women who are deep in survival mode and ready to explore what it actually feels like to be taken care of. And so you can download that over at javerywellness.com/reset. And if this episode gave you something, some language, some relief, even just a moment of feeling seen, take 30 seconds to leave a rating and review. It helps other women who are carrying the same weight find this space. I want to thank you so much for being here today and listening to this episode. What I want you to remember is being in the middle between your parents and your children, between caregiving and becoming a mother yourself, doesn't make you less. It makes you human. And as much as people want to say that we are superhuman, we are not. You are human. And it means that you deserve care too. You deserve to be held, not just to hold. So I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.